Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. God also said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation.'" It is possible to get to know a person from the past fairly well. We can study the recorded details about his life. From what he wrote and said, we can get a glimpse into the way he thought. But the historical figure, no matter how great he is, doesn't know you. It's easy to view the Bible and think of God as the God of the past, since the Bible tells us about what he has done in the past. Perhaps Moses felt like the God of his forefathers was a God of the past. No doubt he had heard the oral histories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how God was active and made huge promises and poured out many blessings back in their day. But when God told Moses that his name is I Am, he wanted Moses to know that he was not simply the God of the past, but the God of every generation. The same Lord who came to Moses in a burning bush came in human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ and proved he is the God and Savior of every generation, all people of all time, by taking up the sins of every generation and dying. Then he rose from the dead. Unlike any other historical figure, he lives. So unlike other historical figures, he does know you. He is the God of every generation, and he is your God too. Lord, my God and Savior, thank you for making your power and love known to every generation. Use me to tell the next. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.